So in terms of the school's performance this year, we're still in the process of analyzing how this, how we have done in terms of the exam. It is easy to compare it, for instance, with school placements when compared to the GSAT, but then you would have appreciated that this year is a new exam. So we're basically using this as a benchmark going forward in terms of our, what we'd use to analyze our students' performance where PEP is concerned. Nonetheless, considering that this is the first exam for using the National Standards Curriculum and the first PEP exam, when I look at the range of scores and the performance of our students, I think that they have done a really, really good job. And when I look at the placement, I'm indeed pleased with the number that we're seeing. When I looked also at the whole, at the overall spread, I find that most students are proficient in most of the areas. So that's where we have the larger band being proficient. Because even for our awards this year at graduation, we normally give, when it was GSAT, we normally do 90% and over. So now we're trying to, since we don't have scores to use this time, we're trying to utilize what we call, we wanted to give students who were proficient and highly proficient, but then we have to do away with that and just go where highly proficient is concerned because of the volume of persons who would fall in the proficient band. In a general sense, I would say about 70% of the students are proficient throughout. The other area would have been those who are developing. And then, of course, we have perhaps a 10% who are in highly proficient, and the smaller percentage would have been at the smallest percentage would have been at the beginning level. So that's how I would summarize it. So if I say proficient is about 70% and highly proficient is about 10%. So for that's 80 already. So for the other 20%, I would say about 7% would have been in the beginner's stage, and approximately 13% would have been at the developing stage based on the results that we would have. I think it's a good start in terms of where we want our children to go, because they, at the proficient level, that is where the students would have really shown a grasp that they have understood the concepts that were taught.
Right.
So since many of them, or the majority of them, would have fallen in that era, generally speaking, then I would say that we're moving in the right direction. But I take no comfort that we're where we ought to be.
Right.
As a school, we believe that there is always room for improvement, and that students can have room to do even better. And so what I want to do this year is to take this as a benchmark data, because we really cannot compare this with the GSAT based on how it is structured, based on the kinds of questioning, based on the whole format of the exam. It is totally different from GSAT. So we're just utilizing this as our benchmark to make plans going forward, because we have to analyze the data in order to determine how we deploy our teachers, how we deploy the resources within the institution. So essentially, that's where we are. I would want to start by saying that for this year, we have instituted a program that is not really a school-based program at this school, but a ministry-based program. So that program is a specialist teacher model, where children are taught by subject teachers rather than a general teacher teaching them. So in that way, what we had, for example, at grade 6, we have like two teachers who were just teaching the math.
Right.
Two teachers who were just teaching language to the classes.
Right.
We had a teacher for science. We had a teacher for social studies. So it's not the way that we're accustomed to in terms of... Right, similar to a high school approach.
So
we're using a specialist model rather than a general model. And that is what we have been trying to test for this year. Of course, yes, it was implemented. It was implemented in September with 40 schools in Jamaica.
Okay,
and we were part of the pilot. So what the government is doing now, what the Ministry of Education is doing now, is assessing how those 40 schools performed in comparison to 40 similar schools. That were not on the program. So I'm eager to hear what the general result is. That will determine how we proceed September. Do we continue with this model in September? Or do we go back to the generalist approach model? So the results, the success of this model will determine how we proceed going forward.
Right.